Here we are at Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start top line. Hadar Yassi V'Kamri. These are the Tamidim of Ravasi. They got together to gather the halachas of Ravasi. So they were sitting and saying the following thing. Hadit Nam. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shaviyach Hataso Meisam, a woman who brought her chatas, she was the Yeledis, let's say. Rashi says, "Are you see Yeledis?" Theoretically, she could be. We'll go with the Yeledis. Why not? And she brought her chatas, and she died. Yaviu Yarshim Elosam. The Mishnah says, Mishnah and Kinyan, that the woman that the Yarshim should bring her Ayla, because the opposite is not true. They can't bring her chatas after she dies, because the chatas shemesu baleha, chatas who own her dies, gets killed. So this is a woman who's brought her own chat. Well, she's dead. I mean, if a woman brought her chatas, and Yarshim brings the Ayla, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but who should frishas the mechayim? It's only if the animal has been separated already. So the chiddush is that even though the owner has passed on, still the Yarshim bring it. Avolayi frishas the mechayim. But if the owner did not separate it, so it's just a shibud on the nechasim. The properties, her possessions, are meshubad, or have to do the obligation she had. Like, they don't have to bring it. Why?
As an
ayla. I'll mixover shibud alav deraisa. Because, let me explain. There's a machoikas, and we're going to have this machoikas right here. Is shibud deraisa, shibud alav deraisa. Which means, if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, or Reuven owes money to Shimon for any reason, does Shimon have a lien biblically on his possessions? And at this point, no difference which possessions. He has a lien on his possessions. Or do we say he doesn't have a lien biblically on his possessions? Reuven owed the money. Reuven's possessions don't owe the money. Now, what happens is when he comes to collect from Reuven, Reuven's possessions have to back Reuven up. But let's say Reuven is no longer here. Is there an independent lien that goes on Reuven's possessions, but even if Reuven no longer is here? As long as Reuven is alive, since he has an obligation to pay whatever reason, his possessions have to carry out his responsibility. He's responsible, which means he's responsible to use his possessions to pay his debts of any kind. However, if he passes on, he's no longer here. Are his possessions have an independent lien on them or not? That is a machloikis, whether shibuda deraisa or shibuda lav deraisa. Rabbanan fixed it up one way or the other, as we will see as we go along. But at this point, that's the machloikis. So here is a lady. She owes an ayla. She was the Yeledis. She brought her chatas. She did not separate her ayla yet. As long as she's alive, she has to bring the ayla. Therefore, her nechasim have to provide an ayla for her. Automatically, her possessions provide for her. She passed on. Is there an independent obligation on her possessions to fulfill her debt? If you learn Shibuda Deraisa, yes. If you learn Shibuda is not Deraisa, no. And since Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that if she didn't separate the animal, there's no obligation to bring the ayla, that means her possessions don't have any obligations to carry out her debts. She's no longer here. If she's separated, this is an ayla already. It's an ayla. What do you do with an ayla?
But she died before it was...
But it's separated already. It's an ayla. Belongs to Hegdish. Doesn't belong to her anymore. It's an ayla. Belongs to Hegdish. What do you do with an ayla that belongs to Hegdish? You bring it. What are you supposed to do with this?
That's right. Even though she's not alive, you still bring it.
Yeah, of course, because what are you supposed to do? It's not hers anymore.
But if she never separated it, does her... Do we look at the obligation get lifted automatically?
Well, where is she? Go get her.
She's not alive that she needs an oyla. That's what I'm asking. Is
oyla chiyuv
on the birth?
Again, let's say there is a chiyuv on her. Nothing she can do about it anymore.
Yeah, she's not here.
So she can't do an Eilat anymore.
Anymore.
How do you know what she needs, what she doesn't need?
I'm asking.
I don't know. That's upstairs.
Looking at it as an
obligation. Again, I don't know. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, if it gets canceled with her death, then there's no reason to bring to separate the Leila anymore.
Again, what happens upstairs happens upstairs. We don't know what happens upstairs. We deal with down here. This lady had an obligation to bring an Leila that she did not fulfill.
Better alive.
Again, this lady is dead, has no more obligations.
No more obligations.
Because she's dead.
But the obligation came during her lifetime.
Correct. So that's the shaila. If there's a shibud, her nechassim carry out her obligations. If there's no shibud, her nechassim don't carry out her obligations. You know, it's much simpler if we turn to a loan, okay? Let's leave Hegdish alone for a second.
Right, okay.
Let's go to a loan. Again, Ruvay borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then he passed on. And Shimon comes and collects, wants to collect $1,000. And Reuven is not to be found.
So that doesn't cancel the debt.
There's no difference. I don't know why you decided Eilat is different than a debt. So what do you know what goes on upstairs?
Right, I don't.
You decided that that's what happens. I don't decide that's what happens. The Gemara views it the same as a debt.
The same as a debt.
So if someone's parent makes a pledge to an organization and then dies, so any thief on the child...
A big problem.
Is this the same thing?
Exactly. We're not finished the sugya yet, and we're in the early stages of a sugya. Let's work this out. By the way, this is very problematic, what you just brought up. It happens all the time. Happens all the time. Somebody pledges money, and then he passes on. Are they mechuyev to give the pledge or not? It's not so simple. For sure. Okay, well, let's finish the Gemara. We'll get there. Yes?
The flow of the Gemara seems to be towards the obligation. The status is on the animal per se. Otherwise, if it is an outstanding debt, why would it matter if the animal had been designated or not? The animal's designation simply fulfills a debt. But if it's designated, this would be a change in the status.
Well, if it's designated, it belongs to Agnes. It's no longer hers.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But we're talking about if it's not designated.
And if it's not designated, then there's no...
Depends if Shibuta deraisa or Shibuta lav deraisa. That's what the Gemara said. Now, what was bothering Baruch Moshe, and maybe Avraham, I'm not sure, is that Baruch Moshe decided that it's not pshat, they don't have to bring the Ayla because there's no Shibud, they don't have to bring an Ayla because she doesn't need it anymore. That is not true. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if that's true, then that's what Bush was. I never thought that.
Okay. It's not true. An obligation is an obligation. Anyway, Zakti Gemara. Shibuda Almak Savat Lav, Shibuda Lav Deraisa. Zaktrashi. Zaktrashi Yerisha, third line from the top. Your lettuce. The Usha from Shasta Machayev, Ashminan, the Krav Lachamisa, that we're allowed to bring the oil after she dies. Abadlai Yavushasa, she didn't separate it. Loi Ashminan Tana Lokovasa Yarshim Lakriva. Tana does not tell us we forced the Yarshim to be Malkovich, then it's chayv on the chosim. The properties have no obligation. Ksavar, hadam rabbanu nixte mishtabdi achoy v'amutul halameis. That which the rabbanu say that people do have to pay their father's debts, their parents' debts. Lav deraisi loyme de nixoyu de inish arvin bay. To say that a person's properties are his guarantors. Okay, if you learn Shibuda Deraisa, that means when a person owes money, his possessions become his guarantors. And when he can't pay, his guarantors have to pay. His guarantors are his nechassim. That's Pshat Shibuda Deraisa. And when the Torah says a person owes money, he automatically has guarantors, what he owns. And therefore, that debt remains on the guarantors, even if he happens to pass on. It wouldn't make a difference if this is a verbal loan without contract, or with a contract on it, a star. a promissory note. Al malva b'shtar shu shibdai. No, if you learn shibuda lav deraisa, then chat is by malva b'shtar that he created the shibud. The kasev le nechasi achroin loch. He writes in the shtar, my possessions are responsible to you. Mishtabdi, no vapet loy mishtabdi. See, Rashi's trying to tell me. If you learn Shabuda Lav Deraisa, so why by Milva Mishtar can you go collect the properties? Now, Lokal Lamaisa is that if a guy lends with the Shtar, he can go get the properties. If you learn Shabuda Lav Deraisa, why? The answer is because in a Shtar, the person writes it out beferish. He writes, my properties are responsible. So if a guy accepts that on his properties, it remains on his property.
Even with Lav Deraisa.
Lav Deraisa means it's not automatic, but he can do it. That's how Rashi learns. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechonah.
Al Peh can do the same thing, right?
Except he didn't write it down, so he doesn't do it.
Why not? You can say, Al Peh, I didn't write it down, but guess what?
Again, the Nusach Hashtar. Again. Can you wait? Can I answer you?
No,
give me a second. So don't argue with him later. Let me first answer you.
I'm just saying the right thing.
The Nusach Hashtar has in it this Shibud. The Nusach Baal Peh does not have it.
But doesn't mean you can't do it.
Zuntahe, you would need a Kenyan. It's not so simple. With the Shtar, it's automatic. In fact, there's a Mount Yamad that holds Akhrayas to a cipher that holds that it's automatic. In a star, it becomes an automatic whether it's written or not written. But that's not what we're getting involved. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechonon, Av Hagav Shelo Yefrish Shemachayim. Rav Asi says, no, there is a Shibud. Al Maksov HaShibud HaHav HaDeraisa. That's a Machloikas, Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi and Shmuel holds that Shibud HaDeraisa, that Rav Asi holds Shibud HaDeraisa, and Shmuel holds Shibud HaLav HaDeraisa. Rav Asi Amar, that's why it was said at this gathering, because we were gathering statements of Rav Asi, so we gathered the statement that he holds Shibuda Deraisa. Frek the Gemara v'pligi b'chad zimna. This is a known machloikas. Why did this have to be gathered here, as if this is a new thing we're telling you that Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yechonon? This is well known. Rav Yechonon's statement is well known. The Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, no Val Peh ain't a gaiven loyman ayarshim a loyman on lekuchas. A loan, a verbal loan, which has witnesses but has no contract, cannot be collected not from the inheritors and not from people that bought the land. Rav Yechon Rav Shlokish Dami Tavayu, no Val Peh gaiven bayman ayarshim bayman on lekuchas. And they say, Rav Yechon Rav Shlokish, no, Shibudis Deraisa. So Rav Asi's not telling us anything. Rav Asi, we gather things Rav Asi told us that we didn't know, or is a new chiddush. This is a well-known sheet of Rav Yechonon. Rav Asi's quoting Rav Yechonon. We knew Rav Yechonon. Zok the Gemara Tzricha. It's not true. Rav Asi told us something new. The Ibra Baha, had it only be said by loans, I would say Baha Kamer Shmuel, Shmuel like Nova Ksuva B'Tairahi, because this is a debt that a person got on himself. This is not a Torah-mandated debt. The reason a person owes money when he borrows is because he borrowed, not because the Torah said you have to pay. But what happens when the Torah said a woman that gives birth has to bring korbanos? Maybe that is a stronger kind of a debt, and therefore their shibud is a deraisa. That's why Rav Asi has to tell me no. The Rabbi Yechonon holds even in that kind of a debt shibud is lav deraisa. Had you only said it in the case of the lettuce, I would say that's where Rabbi Yechonon said it, because that's a loan written in the Torah. But in a man-made loan, that's why they have to argue in both cases.
Is the Shibud going on the Yorshin or the Shibud on the Chafetz?
I have to adjust that a little bit. It's only on land, not on Metaltlin. People never view Metaltlin as reliable to count on it. And therefore, there's no Shibud on it.
But are we...
It's the land. It's on the land. That's what Shibud
that
means.
Has.
Let me explain.
It has to do with land that he sold.
Same thing. to be sold, that there's a shibud.
I understand that, but the first step is stuff that he has.
Well, it's only at the point that he makes the debt that the shibud comes on.
Right, but the shibud.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say.
Because before we were talking about his nechassim, so now we're skipping out to people that bought it or is your shit. It's that. When he makes it, when he borrows money,
again, even if
is there a shibud on his other land?
Again, if he's alive, there's a shibud on him, and his lands have to pay his shibud because they belong to him.
And if he died,
that has nothing to do with Shibud the Raisa, Shibud the Lav the Raisa. He owes the money. He has to pay.
Okay.
He has to pay from anything that he has.
Let's say he passes on.
Okay, so now we're moving on. So it makes no difference at this point whether it's Yarshim or Lekuchas. The bottom line is there's an independent lien on his items that go along with the items when they transfer ownership. Again, dead people don't own anything. The minute they die, it belongs to somebody else.
No, it's not possible.
How far back does the shibud start?
From the day of the loan.
So anything he sold prior?
It's of course not chaya. It's not his. There's no shibud or something a person that sold prior. It's on what he has or what he will get. If you notice, if you ever listen to a ksuba, it says that Chayes Tak Sufta David, the Sefta David, the Dunya Dain, and the Chassi that I have, or the Aser Anil Mishni, or what I will buy. Miyayim Adanan, whatever it is. Rashi. So Rashi, Hapligi Mokhan Azim Nanim Roy Gufayu, Shmuv Rev Echlin. Ainu Gavim and Ayarshim, the Shibuddha Lav, the Rice, the Koshkim, and the Kuchas. I have a milvav because you can tie. We'll see why Yarshim are different than Lekuchas. I have a milvav star who atzma shibud. Milvav star, he made the shibud. The custom they called the custom is achron. The star did not. He said, "All my custom are achron." The lab milvav suva v'tayr lehutla of chayvim esam melech. Hashem didn't say do it. Elam asokim aisa atzma. He borrowed. I have a behalf the letters the mitzvah samelech yelo. Emechamira kitzuva b'star. Maybe it's a strict. Period. Now, Amar Papa. Hilchasa, Nuva Apeh Gaivim and Ayarshim, Veina Gaivim and Alekuchas. Here comes Rav Papa and differentiates between inheritors and buyers. Because without Rav Papa coming along, either there is a Shibud or there's no Shibud. If it's a Shibud, it follows it all the way wherever it is. And if there's no Shibud, it stops right then and there as he passes on. Comes around the pup and says, no, there's a difference between inheritors and buyers. Why? Because Shibuddha deraisa. Gaivim and Ayarshim, Shibuddha deraisa. Veina Gaivim and Alekuchas, the Leslie Kala. We're protecting the buyers. Rabbanan removed the Shibud vis a vis the buyers to protect them. Because in Milva Bishtar, they can know, they can do a search and find out, does the guy owe money? If they find out that the guy owes money, so then they know, beware, there's a shibud. Mashenki by Milva Balpeh, they have no way of knowing. Here they go buy a field, and they don't know that the guy owes money. And now the guy's going to come, and the Balchayim is going to come and collect it, and they'll be left high and dry. So therefore, Chazal said, we remove it. That's how Rav Papa learns. It's interesting, because in Baba Basra, the Gemara quotes Rav Papa the exact opposite. Shibuddha laughs their eyes up, but by Milva Bishtar they put it on in order so people should lend money, because people weren't lending money. But why should I lend the guy money? If he dies, I'll never get it. So they went and they said, you know what, by Milva Bishtar there is. The Nafkamina is Yarshim. Here the Papa is saying that a Milva Bapak gets some Yarshim. There's no reason to protect inheritors. We don't have to protect inheritors. They inherit whatever's left. Buyers have to be protected because they keep commerce going. Inheritors don't have to be protected. So therefore, the Gemara here, Pearson won't buy land if he's afraid that the guy who's selling it to him might pass on. And he owes money, and then the debtor, the creditor will come and take it from him. It'll stop commerce. Why should I buy? Guy will say, I'm going to buy the land. I don't know if the guy is selling it to me owes money. I don't know if there's a lien on the land. So we have to protect commerce. Inheritors are not commerce. They inherit more, they inherit less. We don't have to protect the inheritors. And therefore, Shibuta Deraisa. Now, there is a halacha that even though Shibuta Lav Deraisa, Yorshim should pay their father's loans as Kibbut Aveim. Kibbut Aveim. Is that halacha? Now, we happen to paskim over Pegoyim and Yorshim. So the Rambam paskim. And that's what comes the problem by pledges. When a person pledges money and then he passes on, how's it going to go? This is a problem. It's for sure because of Kibbut Aveim, it may be even obligated. It's a big problem because the neshama needs it to be paid back. Here we're getting into Baruch Moshe's territory. Whether the neshama needs it or not. The neshama needs it. But halacha doesn't deal with that. Halacha deals with shibud. But this is a big problem. It happens, unfortunately. And the Yorshim don't necessarily have that same feeling. They don't have that same commitment. He might not have enough money left to carry out his pledges. And even though there's no chiyuv because there's no money, but upstairs the neshama pledged and didn't keep the pledge. It's problematic. Again, I'm not upstairs. I don't know what happens. But this is an issue that's dealt with.
You have to
put
stuff on a recurring
thing. Right. I'm telling you, the problem is there.
But after you pay for all the funeral expenses, it's not left, you know.
What?
The funeral expenses are pretty steep.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Rashi? It's sad, no? A guy dies, he leaves over money, and then spent on his own funeral.
That's why I don't believe it. This is my opinion. I don't think anyone should be going fat. Everyone should live to 120. Why do people need to go in that big, nice car? I mean, I never understood that. What's the big deal on that?
There is no big deal on that. In New York, Chevy conditions, they take a regular van. A regular Sienna. They have paid for this advertisement.
And it's not black.
Right. And it's not black. It can be blue and white and whatever it is. Whatever the Chevy Kedisha has. Okay. Still costs money.
You know what I'm saying? You should know the... You know.
Still costs money. Karka costs money. Plot costs money. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Leslie Kalam, V'yu the Avsar Anavshe, V'yavagam the Shibuta Deraisa, Avud Rabbanan Takanta Lulikeach. They made a takana to benefit the buyer. V'havayada, he didn't know. Later. So this was the gathering of the Halachas and Ravasi, and that's why we talked about these things. Right. It was like off the subject, but that's what we got into it, so we brought the what they said. Back to the Mishnah. The kainef atzma begetta b'misa sabal. A woman can acquire herself either through divorce or through misa sabal. Frank the Gemara. Bishlai meget t'chsiva kassel l'sefer krisis. Says he writes her a get v'holcha b'haitzim l'shachar. Pasuk says the Farish. A person writes his wife a get and she can marry somebody else. Pasuk says it. So we see that get releases a woman. Elo misa sabal menolon. How do I know that her husband dies, that woman can get remarried? Maybe she can't get remarried even after he dies. She's an HSS. Nobody ever released her. Dr. Gemara, Svarahu. To Svarah. Who Asra? Who Sharsa? She's Asra because of him. Well, he no longer is here, so therefore she's Mutter. Dr. Gemara, it's not true. For Arayas, Asra, Luvalu, person's not allowed to marry their brother's wife. Forget Yibum. They're not allowed to marry their father's wife. The father died. They still can't marry his wife, even though she's not his wife anymore. The answer is she was his wife. So maybe HSH. She was an HSH. Who says death removes the Isser HSH? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Sefer Kassel or Sefer Krisis writes to the Shachar. Says he writes her a Sefer Krisis and she marries somebody else. Who's Shari Law? K'she'ena ba'olam niftere mena. When he's not around, she is released. Shara Baya is a Kshura. She was tied to him and he died. Varayas, got Eishas Aviv, Kalosa, his daughter-in-law, Eishas Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Chaydin Kedushi Habal Nesru. These are only usher because of her husband, like the father's wife, the father's brother's wife, the son's wife. These are Isurim that happened through a marriage. And Nesru Lekrevav, Ukshiyamas Habal Lesharlahu. And the death of the husband doesn't release them because they were once the son's wife, they were once the father's wife, they were once the father's brother's wife. So that you can't say it's a svara because we see the svara doesn't work. And for the Gemara, since the Torah said a Yavama who has no children, a brother's wife who died, brother died without children, can't marry anybody else. The inference is, ha yashla bala mutaris. Must be if she has children, she can marry other people. If not, why did the Torah have to say she can't marry anybody else? No woman can marry anybody else. Must be this woman can't marry anybody else, but other women can marry somebody else. Zuck Rashi. Zuck to Gemara Vidum. What? A wife's sister. Yes, you can marry a wife's sister. That the Torah said the Pharisee goes off.
How?
Says when she dies. Has nothing to do with marriage. This wife's sister was a single girl. Who said she's ever married? Hold a second. Can a man marry two women?
Yes.
Okay. Can he marry his wife and another woman? Can he marry his wife and her single sister?
No.
Why not?
He's married this lady.
Okay, now his wife dies. Can he marry her single sister? What did that guy do with the heter of a woman?
No, but you said there was sometimes, there was some cases that marriage caused the problem and it stays on.
Right, this marriage, again.
This marriage caused the problem and it didn't stay on.
No, because the problem wasn't caused by the husband here. It's not his marriage, again. Again, I'll try to show it to you again. We don't see from here that marriage releases a woman.
Death
releases a woman. From fact that he can marry his wife's sister does not show that death releases Eishes Ish.
I see, yes.
Why?
The death of the lady.
That's the death of the lady, not the death of the man.
No, but then there's a lady, and then she dies. Right, ready for this? Ready, Rebbe? Can she marry her mother?
Can he marry her mother? Yeah. No.
Oh, who died there?
She did.
Right.
I have no idea what you were talking about. You should be Michael me, Rabbi Cohn. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not the first time.
It's the death of the husband is causing all these. We show from the death of the husband.
We never see that the death of the husband releases. You're bringing me a case where the death of the wife releases. How does that prove that the death of the husband releases?
The
father marries a woman. And then the father dies. Did it release that woman to his son?
Ervas
that are caused by marriage are never released. If they're by the death of the man, we never see that the death of the man should release anybody. You're bringing me a proof of the death of the woman that doesn't prove death of man. We're trying to prove that the death of man releases his wife.
The Yavama's only case.
Yevama is a case where it says it releases her to the brother, which doesn't prove anything at this point. But we're trying to say, since the Torah said a Yevama can't marry anybody else, the inference is that a non-Yevama can marry somebody else. Zogdi Gmarvait, who says, the domain Labanam Asura Lama Vishar Yeliyavim, the Yesh Labanam Lakulamanami Asura. Maybe a woman can't marry anybody else, but when she has no children, then she's allowed to marry her brother. Maybe that's what the term means. She has a special heter because the brother is assuming his brother's marriage, but any other woman that her husband dies can't get married. Zok to Gemara, Elamit Amar Rachmana, Amana Lekayin Gadol Asura, Hay Lekayin Het Yitzharya. The Torah banned an Amana to Kayin Gadol. That must be to other people, she's allowed to get married. Because if she's not allowed to get married to anybody, why do you have to say she can't get married to a Kayin Gadol? Rashi. No Rashi. Frank to Gemara, Vedoma Lekayin Gadol, Belav Lekulam Abaseh. Maybe the Torah says, to have, for Amana to marry a Kohen Gadol is a lav. To marry anybody else is an Isser Aseh. Meaning, it's deducted from the fact that the Torah says that divorce allows her to get married. The inference is death does not allow her to get married. That's called an Isser Aseh, an inference from a positive. The Torah says divorce lets her get married. Inference is that death does not let her get married. But that's an essay. So who says that she's mutter? Granted, she's no longer Eishes Ish. Granted, she's no longer Chaya Misa. The Raya is, the Torah wrote her love, Tamana L'Kayin Gadol. But maybe she's still not allowed to get married because of an inference of a positive. So the Gemara, I say my evidence. I don't get it. Where do you ever find that an Isra should go from Misa to Nasei? Either it's off or it's on. You're trying to now create a new stage. While the husband's alive, she gets chedek for being Mazana. And after the husband dies, it's an Isser Aseh. Hello? Did it stay on or did it go off? Where do you get this middle business? E, Dahani Misa Sabau, if Misa Sabau removes, Tishtri Lagamri. E, Dahani Misa Sabau, took Levin Bosa Kamaisa. She stays in the Isser Misa. This halfway business doesn't work. And therefore, we know she's mutter. Because we see in our model, the kind of was only a lav. Must be everybody else's mutter. Don't tell me everybody else is an assay. Where did this halfway business come from? Something why it's not true. Allah malay. I'll show you it does. The halacha is, Hegdish, right, is Misa. Me'ilav, a guy's Ma'il B'mezid, he's Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. If it gets a mom and he redeems it, he's allowed to use it, but he's not allowed to share it. It's a lav. What do you mean? Halfway? Either all or nothing. The answer is there's no such thing. Sometimes things move from all to halfway. I think to be Misa, will come out and say, me'ilav have absolute amukdashim. Kachim de got a mom. The Mikar is who me'ilav asiri begizib avayda. There's Me'ila, which is a Chi of Misa. Perkinu, Me'ila Lesbo, the Begizla Vaida Asiri. We see some things remain. So maybe the Misa goes off and that say is there. And for the Gemara, the Amr Kra, the Yamas will Machama the Ishacha Yikilchenam. The Raya that it's Matar, but it says a guy shouldn't go to war during the first year of his marriage, or before when he does Erisim before he consummates the marriage. She might die in war and somebody will marry her. That means it's mutter for somebody to marry her. Rashi. So Rashi, Lekulam Abasei. V'yotza v'hoysel ish'achar de gerish v'loya de misa. The inference is only through gerish and not through anything else. The v'shulcha l'zuv v'loy l'akaris mashma. You sent her away, not anything else. V'lava v'omachas ha'asei. Any negative inferred from a positive is an asei. Hay asei my avidite. Where do we get this assay that the chorus goes off, the live goes off, and the assay says, Yahani Misa Sabau should go off completely. If the Pasuk is telling me Misa doesn't work, she should be an HSH. Alam Allah, Vashin Kushu. Chiloy davar hagenu kein. Can't you have halfway? Avikta mimitzes aval mechia bezin. Look with the esrase. Just like by hegdish. Mikara kaitim pijayinam before you redeem them. Tmila. Vasiri begiza. Nixiv. Laisakus. Do not share your kachim. Prakino. When you redeem it. Mila lasbehu. Utar lachil l'chol adam. You can eat it. But vasiri begiza. Because I mean it with b'chayra. Since you're begiza. Basel l'cholav. You're allowed to check it but not share it. You're allowed to eat the meat but not the meal. Look. When we dashed it by a carbon that got redeemed. So the bottom line is, we have, where's the source? The Gemara answers, you know what the source is?
Maybe there's a get there. I mean, every soldier has a right to get.
That's not what the Torah says. That's the drabana that Shaul HaMelech or David HaMelech instituted. Who says that Ish Achar doesn't mean his brother? Maybe the Torah is saying he might die in war and his brother will marry her because he has no kids. How do we know it means a stranger? There are two answers. Number one is Chadad Yavam Leichri Achar. Yavam is not a stranger. Ish Achar means a stranger. The Oid, Ksivu Sneya, Ish Achrein, says there that she gets remarried and the second husband hates her. The Kasavla, Sefer Krisus, right? And he wrote her a Sefer Krisus. Oy Kiyamose Ish Achrein. Or the second husband dies, the first husband's not allowed to take her back. Now that itself won't prove anything because that might be to love as opposed to nasei. But iskish misa legeris. But the bottom line is the Torah gave two options of the second marriage ending. Death or divorce. We compare the two options. Ma gerishin sharya v'gemeres. Just like gerishin is a complete heter. Af misa sharya v'gemeres. Rashi.
So that's another source?
That is the only source. Maybe not, because we had a kasha, maybe meant Yavam. So first we answered and said it is a good source, because Acha means a stranger. And if you don't like that answer, I got another pasuk for you. Rashi iskus misha legerish. Why do we need to have a hekish? The Torah says, Yomus, don't take her back. I would tell Acha Shari, must be somebody else can marry her. From the Ekele Mifakim Lel, is that the law? Look who I'm about to say. Could be for him it's a law, everybody else is not saying. So the bottom line, we have two sources of the heter of a woman to get married after her husband dies. Either Ish Achar, which doesn't mean Yavam, or the hekish of Gerishin and Misa. Everybody should have a Freilich and Purim. And Emirat Hashem, Thursday morning at 5 to 6, we will resume learning Pele Yayetz, Freilich and Purim to everybody.